A member of the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, Gift Ostalos Siziba, told Studio 7 that some activists will start sleeping in the car park at the city hall starting tonight until the 16th of this month. Siziba said the activists, mainly composed of young Zimbabweans, have decided to bring to Bulawayo the protests, which started in Harare at the beginning of this month, as a way of trying to increase awareness among ordinary Zimbabweans about the need to show their discontent to government in a peaceful manner.
I've faced the national crisis at a personal level, and therefore that's why we're occupying as young people, regardless of political parties, to make our demands categorically clear without any equivocation or ambiguity.
Persuade Jenna, a Bulawayo youth who said he's going to take part in the demonstration, said he was not afraid about possible arrest or harassment by state security agents, adding that last night's arrest of activists in Harare was increasing his resolve to participate in the protest in solidarity with his comrades. Jenna said he was taking part out of his own volition and was not expecting any form of payment.
It's very voluntary. People are coming at their own will. No one is paid to do anything. I, for myself, I think I'm a clear witness on that. I'm going to be there tonight on my personal will. No one is paying me to do anything. No one is even giving me the chase because this is winter and it's very cold, but I'm going to be there.
Zimbabwe Activists Alliance, in collaboration with other organizations, started a peaceful protest by occupying Africa Unity Square in Harare from the first of this month to press President Robert Mugabe's government to address serious issues affecting the nation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.